One of the things we've tried to do in this report is to capture the voices of children so we can hear firsthand their views and the experiences of this appalling conflict that's raging all around them. One of the children we spoke to was a 9-year-old girl called Latifa, who was living in the north of the country, one of the worst affected areas as far as the conflict is concerned. And she describes how she was out playing with her sisters when there were explosions, bombs exploding all around them. She actually says, we couldn't see each other because of all the dust around us. It was difficult to breathe. And she says, of course, how naturally how terrified she was and how she prayed for protection. And I think her final comment is particularly poignant and telling in this context. She said, it was no longer safe. We had to leave our home. Our everyday life has been interrupted, and I pray for an end to this war. And it's views like that that we've heard time and time again in this conflict, and which really underlines the way that children are paying a price.
Absolutely. And nearly 400 killed since the escalation in late March as fighting continues to rage between government and rebel forces, and over 600 injured. And those are just the unofficial figures. You expect much more. The official figures, the real numbers, to be much, much higher. And one of the things that comes out of your report, the UNICEF report, is not just the numbers who can be counted, the fatalities who can be counted. It's really the unseen chronic illnesses and the malnutrition rates which are going through the roof.
Yeah. The conflict, of course, has a direct impact on children. We in our report, are estimating, and this is a conservative number, that around 1,000 children have been killed or injured so far. But of course, the impact does spread much wider right across the country because of the restrictions on the distribution of aid and food, the breakdown in vital services of health, of education, the fact that it's so difficult to move vital services and goods around now because fuel is in such short supply. All of these are having a dramatic impact on children and families right across the country. And just to take one example, we know, of course, that Yemen is a country where malnutrition has been an issue for a long time. But we're now estimating, our projections are showing, that there's going to be something like 1.8 million children suffering from one form or another of malnutrition by the end of this year. That is an appalling escalation and rise in terms of an issue which had actually been improving before the conflict began. Yes. And it just shows one of the ways in which children are being impacted.
Can you give us an idea of how much of Yemen, how many of the 20 plus governorates are creating or presenting terrible problems for children and their families?
Well, the picture does vary across the country. The conflict has been most intense in the northern and western parts of the country and, of course, down in the southern city of Aden. So across that area, I would say that is where we're seeing the most severe effects of the conflict in terms of the breakdown of services and the restrictions facing children and their families who want to find food, who want to get health care. They're the ones who are suffering the worst. But really, the picture is right across the country. And something like 80% of the population is one way or another in need of humanitarian assistance right now.
What's the breaking point, do you think?
Well, I think that the breaking point is, it's hard to say or quantify exactly when that will come, but it is very clear that with every passing day, we are seeing an ever greater toll being taken on the health of children in the country. And it really wouldn't take much more for us to start seeing, you know, some truly horrendous and very visible impacts of this crisis. And indeed, the fact that it is so hard for us to get a first-hand picture, some of the parts of the country is simply too dangerous to access. We shudder to think exactly what exactly we could be seeing in those sorts of areas were we to have access to them.